This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. Milwaukee voters broke a lot of records during Wisconsin's spring election, like casting an unprecedented number of absentee ballots, and of course, voting during a global public health crisis. Voters also made history by electing Milwaukee's first Black county executive, city attorney, and first Latina and openly bisexual alderwoman. WUWM's Angelina Mosher-Salazar, in a three-part series, is speaking with each of these candidates who made Milwaukee history in the spring election. Today, we hear from Milwaukee's new 8th District Alderwoman, Jocasta Zamarripa.
Thank you so much for speaking with me, Alderwoman Jocasta Zamarripa.
Thank you so much, Angelina and Lake Effect, for being here as we document and commemorate a symbolic moment, but also a moment which is a very difficult time, right, in our country and in our world as we deal with this pandemic.
Just describe the scene to me a little bit. Why are we here at Mitchell Park?
Well, we're here at Mitchell Park because we didn't have the usual pomp and circumstance at City Hall because of COVID-19 and the pandemic and folks needing to stay safer at home. And so City Milwaukee Clerk offered to do an in-district ceremonial swearing-in someplace outdoors, safe with limited participation by the public, because, again, folks need to stay safer at home. And folks pulled up in their cars here in the parking lot of the Mitchell Park domes and watched me get sworn in by the Milwaukee City Clerk today in a historic moment with, again, the first Latina and first out openly LGBTQ member of the Common Council.
Alderwoman Jocasta Zamarripa, you have said that this is a historic moment. How does it feel?
I feel very humbled and appreciative. The folks that we sent it out a very limited invite to folks to come to the, just pull up in their cars. We didn't know what it would look like. But folks came. I want to say we had 20 cars pull up and wish me well and allow me to hold up my signs that said, one said thank you and one said muchísimas gracias. I am very appreciative to the people of my 8th Aldermanic District on Milwaukee's Near South Side who went to great, great lengths to cast their vote. Whether they voted for me or not, I am so appreciative to each and every one of them, and I hope that I can earn everyone's support in the end when they see how hard I work as our next Alderwoman.
Alderwoman Zamarripa, you mentioned how you are making history twofold with this race, as the first Latina woman and as the first openly bisexual woman to serve on the Milwaukee's Common Council. What message does this send to young Latinas, young members of the LGBTQ community?
My hope as the first Latina woman, as the first out openly LGBTQ member of the Common Council, my hope is that it'll send a message to our young people that they can do this too. I can be who I am and I can be authentic and I can be myself and I can run and win elected office, whether it's as alderwoman or state senator or governor, that they too are absolutely a viable candidate to run for office one day. And I hope that I'm that inspiration for them.
There's been aldermen who are Latinos. So there's been Latino representation in the Common Council. How important is it that it's a Latina representing in the Common Council?
Yes, and I certainly don't mean to take anything away from the Latino alders that we have had thus far, but it is very important to highlight the fact that today we swore in the most women ever to serve on the Milwaukee Common Council, the largest city in the great state of Wisconsin. That is important for women and girls to hear. And so it is important that we celebrate the first Latina woman, just as it's important that we celebrate the first LGBTQ alder on the Common Council. I have tried for many years, I've helped other out candidates try to run and win a position on the City Common Council, and it never happened. So this is long overdue.
You are now serving in a historic Milwaukee Common Council, where you have 5 out of the 15 council members women. You know, this is not half, this is not majority, but what does it mean? What does it mean to be serving on a historic Common Council?
It means that we're going to have more diverse perspectives at the table. We know that when women hold office, I had a constituent who I knocked on his door. He was a conservative, a proud Republican. He told me that, and he was conflicted because the two, myself and my opponent, are both progressive Democrats. And he said to me, "I pick you because you're a woman and women care more." And yes, it was a generalization, but he's correct. I think that when we have more women at the table making decisions for their communities, we see good policy coming out that's going to benefit workers and families and children.
On the campaign trail, did you face resistance because you are a Latina or because you are openly out?
I certainly did. It's a struggle when folks don't want to give you the time. I had some folks close the door in my face, and I feel strongly that if they'd just given me a minute or two, I could have won them over, and I can't help but wonder if they close the door in my face because I'm a woman, because I'm a brown woman, because perhaps they know that I'm an out, openly bi woman of color. Those things did happen, but in the end, obviously, I won over a majority of voters, and I'll forever be grateful to the voters of the 8th Aldermanic here on Milwaukee's Near South Side.
Are there other areas that still lack progress? Are there still barriers that you see still need to be broken?
Absolutely. We still don't have enough. As you pointed out just a moment ago, we're still not half of the Common Council, women alders. And so there's still a need for more diverse representation, more diverse perspectives at the table, making policy decisions, serving the constituency. And so there's so much more that we could do. But today in Milwaukee, you know, in just a few weeks, we're going to swear in the first elected black county executive of Milwaukee. We perhaps may see a young black woman leading the Milwaukee County Board. And again, today we swore in the most women ever onto our city council. It is a great day, and there's so much more that we can still do. And I believe that we're going to help to open those doors so that it happens.
53215 is a zip code that you serve and that has been in the news lately, mostly because of the disproportionate number of COVID-19 cases that have cropped up in the area. It's also a place that we've been reporting has the highest number of Latinos than any other zip code in the state of Wisconsin. So I want to ask you, what are you going to do as their alderwoman to serve them in this public health crisis?
So we know now that we are seeing a spike of COVID-19 cases on the Near South Side. My district, which is home to a majority Latino population, which can sometimes struggle with the language barrier. And so what I've already done as a state representative is to make sure to share information bilingually in both English and Spanish to make sure that folks understand what the Safer at Home order means and to field questions and concerns around whether or not people's jobs are considered essential or non-essential. A lot of that information takes that much longer to reach this underrepresented community, and I feel that as the first Latina alderwoman, it will be my responsibility to make sure that I help to shepherd this community through some of the most difficult times that we've seen in the world, in our country, in our great state.
So one issue that has been cropping up is the issue of testing and the issue of accessing medical care during this global health crisis. Is there a message that you have for your constituents who maybe are uninsured?
So I'm often in contact with 16th Street Community Health Center, remind me, Jocasta, to let your constituency know if they're uninsured and they have no place to go, that they can come to us. And so consider 16th Street Community Health Center a resource for you, even if you are uninsured. Absolutely, if you're uninsured. We also have the Walker's Point Free Clinic on South 2nd and Bruce, run by Aurora. It's again a free clinic. They serve a diverse number of patients there. Undocumented folks know that they can go there as a resource. And so I encourage my constituents to know that there is some place they can turn to for information and for help in 16th Street Community Health Center and that Walker's Point Free Clinic on 2nd and Bruce.
So I do have a question for you. It's hard to get numbers on this, but is the number of uninsured or maybe even the number of undocumented constituents that you have, is that concerning for you on on how your community is going to weather this pandemic.
Yes, absolutely. It's a huge concern. We know that undocumented immigrants are not going to be able to, they're not going to receive the check, the stimulus check that so many of us did receive very recently. They're not going to receive that. They're not going to be able to access the unemployment benefits. So there is a real concern around this population. Folks like Voces de la Frontera have already started a fund, and other organizations have started these emergency funds because we don't know how they are going to weather the storm. And as we look at this spike that you mentioned in the 53215 Southside area, I realize that so many of my working class constituency, they're still going to their air quote essential jobs. My cousin who was just here at my inauguration had to go right back to her job at Burger King. And so our folks are still, our constituents are still having to go to their jobs on the daily. And what does that mean for their health?
Thank you very much, Alderwoman Jo Costa Zamarripa. Thank you for joining me on Lake Effect.
Thank you, Lake Effect. Thank you, Angelina.
Milwaukee Alderwoman Jo Costa Zamarripa spoke with WUWM's Angelina Moshe Salazar. Tomorrow, you'll hear from Milwaukee's newly elected city attorney, Tierman Spencer. And you can go to WUWM.com to hear Angelina's conversation with Milwaukee County Executive-elect David Crowley. You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee's NPR.